Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Memhei, with Meseches Yuma. I am beginning to record this daf in a dark Yerushalayim night, Oyel and Har Menuchas, by the Kever Rabbi Meir Shapiro Zecher Tzadik Livracha. It's empty, it's entirely quiet. Rabbi Meir, look. Almost 100 years ago, you started us learning together. And we're still keeping track. You've inspired me in so many. And so much has happened to Klal Yisrael in those 100 years. Almost 100 years. Did you really think that you'd be laying in Admas HaKodesh? When you died, I had a massive heart attack at age 46. Your heart broken that Klal Yisrael was in a depression. The world was in a depression. And Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin couldn't pay its bills. The beautiful yeshiva you were scared was going to fall apart. Who knows if you knew what was going to happen a few years later. But the Torah you determined to start. The Tzmidus, you understood that there'll be people like us who can't sit and learn yeshiva all day. And the Torah is for all of Klal Yisrael. Give us the koach to continue. V'gisa b'yom v'laila. Be a melech yisrael for all of us who are trying so hard to be on Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, to continue the beautiful program that you've begun. Be a Melech Yosher for all their families, the Mesiris Nefesh of their wives and children. And their Mesiris Nefesh you should reward.
I continue now in a small base of Medrash that is tucked away by the parking lot in Har Menuchos, right by the Kever of the Chida, where the Gemara picks up five lines from the bottom. Amim Dalet Amid Beis. The Mishnah had told us on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, that normally the gold that was used in the Beis HaMikdash was a Zahav that was called Zahava Yeroka, that it had a greenish tint, which most Mefarshim say that means that today is a yellowish tint, but on Yom HaKippurim it was made of Adam, a reddish type of tint, to which our Gemara comments on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, Amar of Chizda Shivah Zahavim Hein. There are seven types of golds. Zahav, v'zahav tov, v'zahav afir, v'zahav mufaz, v'zahav shachut, v'zahav sagur sag, v'zahav parvayim. The Gemara elaborates on these different types of golds. Zahav, v'zahav tov, tichsi v'zahav haaretz ha'hi toiv. The pasuk in Bereishis is mashma that there is a zahav that's toiv, and there is mashma that there is a stam zahav. Zahav afir, when we speak of zahav afir, the asimi ofir, comes from a place called Ophir, which is mentioned in Malachim, the Gamani Chiram Asher Nisa Zahav Me Ophir. Zav Mufaz is recorded in a pasuk in Malachim as well, Malachim Yud, in regards to the chair of Shlomo HaMelech, Vayas HaMelech Kisei Shein Godo Vayitzapeu Zav Mufaz. Shadoime Lepaz. It shines like a paz, like a shining diamond. Zav Shachut, what does that mean? Says the Gemara top line, Mem Heim and Alf, Shanatua Kechut Zahav. Excuse me, Shanitve Kechut. It is such a thin and malleable form of gold that it could be adjusted like a string. Zahav Sagur, as it says in regards to the bayis that Shlomo created, V'chol Kli Beis Yar Halavanon Zahav Zakur. What does that mean? B'shah, Shaniftach Kol HaChanuyos Nizgaros. At the time that all of the stores that sold gold opened, this store stayed closed. In other words, it's such a precious commodity that whenever this store to sell this gold was open, all the other doors and stores were closed. Zahav parvayim, shadoy melatam haparim, that it was similar to the blood of the par. In other words, it had this strong reddish tint. This is described in Divrei Yomim, Beis, Vayitzav, Es Habayis, Even Yikarl, Tferes, Vazov, Zahav, Parvoyim. Rav Ashi Omer, Chamishahin. Ravashi disagrees and says that there are five. Kol chad v'chad, ispe has two different types. Zahav is zahav tov. Tanya nami hachi, b'chol yoyim haya zahava yarok v'hayom edom. We learn that in general, the gold, we learned this also in our Mishnah, in Gimel Amud Beis, that generally the gold had a greenish tint to it, and today it was a reddish. V'hainu zahav parvayim shedoyim ledam haparim. The Gemara continues, B'chol yom makriv pras shachris. Every day they used to bring half a mana of ketores in the morning and a half in the evening. Also, we learned that our Mishnah Gemara continues 7 lines from the top. B'chol yom ha'isadaka v'yom daka min hadaka. That generally it was well ground, the ketores, but on Yom HaKippurim it was even ground better. Tanur Rabbanan daka ma talmud lomar. The Torah Akdosha, when it describes the mitzvah of Ketores in Vayikra Tesvav, says that you will take Meloa Machto Gach Leishmal Mizbech Lefnei Hashem Loich Afnav Ketores Samim Daka. Why does it say that? Daka Valok Farnemar, the Pasuk already said in Shemos, Veshachakta Mimenu Hadek, that you will grind it to fine powder. Elohavi Daka Min Hadaka, because the Pasuk in Vayikra Tesvav is being merames that on Yom HaKippurim, then it's supposed to be daka min hadaka, which is the description of the avod of Yom HaKippurim. I misspoke, it's vayikra tezayin and not vayikra tezvav. The Gemara continues, b'chol yom kohanim olam b'mizracho shel kevesh. In general, the kohen used to go up on the east side of the ramp. This idea that he would go up on the east side, the Gemara explains, is based on the following. Domar mar mar toa kol pino shatapone lo yuhu el derech yamin l'mizrach. You always turn to the right, and therefore he would be going up on the right side, that was the Mizrach. Rashi explains that the Kevesh was in the south, and therefore when you would get to the top, you would turn Mizrach. Vayom, but when it came to Yom HaKippurin, Olam Be'emtza V'yard Be'emtza. He would go in the middle. Why was it different? In general, the rule should make sense to go up on the right to be able to turn to the Mizrach. Says Gmar, my time mishum kvodo the Kohen Gadol, because of the honor of the Kohen Gadol. When the Kohen Gadol walks through the middle, that is a more prominent expression. Hence, it's the kavod of the Kohen Gadol. Also, we learned in our mishum, mechol yom Kohen Gadol mekadesh yado v'ragol v'minakiyor. In general, the Kohen Gadol washed his hands from the kiyor, like all the other Kohanim Gadolim. However, the Mishnah told us that on Yom HaKippurim it was from a keton shel zahav. Says the Gemara, the same theme. My time mishum kvodo shel kohen gadol, to show that there's something special on this day in the avodas kohen gadol. We also learned in our Mishnah b'chol yom hayisham arba ma'arochos v'yom chamesh. In general, there were 4 fire centers on the mizbeach in the Oz v'hadar Gemara's. They show you the picture of the Mizbeach, and there were 4 different ma'arachos, areas where the karbonos were burnt, or the ketores as well. In other words, where the wood for the ketores was taken. There was a ma'arach that the general ma'arachos were broken down as ma'aracha gedola shel karbonos, which was in the southwest corner. The ma'aracha shneil shel ketores, which was in the that was in the southwest corner. The Maracha Shnei Shel Ketores was southwest. The Maracha Gedola Shel Karbonos was in the southeast. Then there was a Maracha Shlishis that was used for what was referred to as the Kiyuma Esh in the northwest. And in the northeast was the Maracha Revius that our Gemara will discuss. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan b'chol yom hayushtayim Marachos. In general, there were 2 Marachos. Obviously, this opinion is not going to be like the opinion of our Mishnah. We're going to compare 2 different opinions in the Braisa to our Mishnah. But the Tana Kama in the Braisa says there were 2 ma'arachos, and today there were 3, in other words, in Yom HaKippurim. Achas ma'arachas gedola, v'achas ma'arachas shnei shel ketores, v'achas shemosifim bo b'yom, and an extra one for that day. Rashi explains that there was a separate ma'aracha to use for the coals, for the ketores lefnai ulefnim. Di Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Amar b'chol yom shalosh v'ayom arba. Rabbi Yossi was of the opinion, also not like our Mishnah, that our Mishnah said 4 ma'arachos on every day. Rabbi Yossi said in general there were 3 ma'arachos, and on Yom HaKippurim there were 4. that we mentioned before is in the southwest. And one that was used that if the fire was diminishing on the Maracha Gdola, there was extra wood to throw in from the Maracha Lekium Ha'esh. And the fourth, Rabbi Yossi argues, was added for Yom HaKippur. Rabbi Yomer, which is most in line with our Mishnah, Bechol Yom Arba, every day there were four Marachas, Vayom Chamesh and Yom HaKippur, there were five. Achashal Maracha Gdola, every day there was one Maracha Gdola, Achashal Maracha Shnei Shal Kteris, Vachashal Kima Esh, Va'achas Le'ivarim U'Pidorim Shloi Nis'aklu Miba Erev. And the fourth, which we never really spelled out in our Mishnah, was for the limbs that had not entirely burnt the night before, but needed to be moved off for the new karbanos. That was the fourth on a regular day. V'achashem asifim bo bayom, and the fifth was added for Yom HaKippurim. Fourth, again, the gacholim for the ketores, the calls for the ketores, b'fnayim b'fnim. Dikule almas alma mias tarti isluhu. Everybody agrees there were at least two marachos. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds that on a regular day. Minolan, what's the source for this? Amakra, hi ha'ola al mokta al mezbeach kol alayla. The Torah describes that there is a fire that will be servicing the ola, which is on the mezbeach the entire night, zumaracha gdola. Then the pasuk also says, ve'esha mezbeach tu kabo, zumaracha shnil shekdaris. So that already is the two sources for Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, who said that there was a third maracha for the kiyuma esh, that's another pasuk that concludes lo sichbe, and that tells us the third esh. Asks the Gemara, but what about Rabbi Yehuda only learns two? Rabbi Yehuda, what do we need that pasuk va'esh al mizbeach tukabo lo sichbe? What's that coming to teach us? Ahu answers the Gemara lahatzotzas alisa, coming to tell us the halacha about not lighting up small pieces of wood. We're going to quote in a moment the Braisa that says that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that you're not supposed to light up small pieces of wood by the Mizbeach, but rather they're supposed to first be placed on the Mizbeach and then lit from the fire there. The science we learned in a Braisa, that's the esh on the mizbeach that should light it up, and it shouldn't be lit. Even if the wood is light enough to move around, it should not be lit before it's put on the mizbeach. Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yosi, minayin she'oisa ma'arocha l'kiyuma esh. How do we know that we make a special pile of wood for the fire to last? Ha'malomar ve'esh al mizbeach tukad boy. In other words, that you have a separate fire, that we learn out from the pasuk. Rabbi Yosi, hatzasa salisa minole. How does he learn the prohibition of lighting up wood beforehand? Nafkala mehecha de nafkala Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon had another source for this. Dasani, we learned that the Braisa Gemara continues the beginning of the line, nine lines from the bottom. V'nasnu be'aroin ha'koyen ha'esh alamazbeach limen alatzas asilisa shaloi tehei elabekoyen kosher ubikli shares divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the only way the wood is supposed to be lit up is through a kohen kosher and using klisharis. Amar le Rabbi Shimon chisal al daitcha shezar krav legabe mizbeach. Asks Rabbi Shimon, that you never would think could be done by a zar to light up the mizbeach. The pasuk says beferish, achel klei akoyish vel mizbeach lo yikravu. Ella, rather, says Rabbi Shimon, limeid alatzas ha'ilasa shalotei el barosha shel mizbeach. It's coming to tell us something totally different. When it says v'nasnu be'aron akoyin eish al mizbeach, that the fire could only be done on the mizbeach, and the wood is not supposed to be set on fire beforehand. V'Rabbi Yehuda, the Maron now goes off on a tangent. How is Rabbi Yehuda going to respond to Rabbi Shimon? Why would he ever have a havamina that the Tzar should be one to light up the Mizbeach? There's a Beferish Isser that Rebbe prohibits that. He will respond, Ime hasam hava mina koi ara va'avid b'mefucha. I just took a moment to pull out a dictionary. A mefucha is best described as a bellow. A bellow is a instrument that is used to bellow out air, and it's used to sometimes cause or redirect a fire. If there is a zar that is standing, not on the Mizbeach itself, which a zar cannot go on the Mizbeach, but standing on the bottom and using the bellow and causing the fire to be ignited, nevertheless, we need the pasuk to say that's not acceptable as well, and that's how Rabbi Yehuda would learn the pasuk. Kamashmalan, that is what the pasuk is coming to teach us. For Rabbi Meir, and according to Rabbi Meir, who says that there were four ma'arachos, evarmu pradim shalom saklu mi ba'erev, that's what the fourth ma'aracha is for. Where does he learn that out? Nafgavlei mi va'esh. Why does the Torah say vav, the va'esh? So the answer is, it's coming to tell us that there's a fourth ma'aracha. Rabbanan, vav lo darshi. Rabbanan aren't doresh, the vav. So the other shittas that disagree hold that we're not doresh, this vav. Rabbanan, evarmu pradim shalom saklu ba'erev ma'avlo. But the shittas that disagree with Rabbi Meir, what do they do with those avarim that haven't been consumed by the fire from the previous night? Answers the Gemara, Mahadilu Maracha Gedola. They return it to them. They're of the opinion that you return to Maracha Gedola. The San, we learned in the Braisa, Menayin Levarim Upadarim Shalom Zakulim Be'erev, Shesidra Al Gabi Mizbeach. We turn to Alma Beis, that you're Mesadir on top of the Mizbeach. Vim Ein Machzikin. If there isn't enough room on that Maracha, Shesodran ala kevesh, then you set up. They're burning on the ramp, all gabe sovev, or on the rim that went around the center of the mizbech. Ad shiyasa maracha gedola, until the new maracha gedola for that day is set up. The sodran tamloma asha tochal eisha saola ala mizbech, that the Torah says in regard to trumas hadeshen that its ash is cleaned off from the ola ala mizbech. Why does it say al mizbeach? To tell us there is a nesina nosefes, there is a new nesina of the ma'aracha. Al gabe al mizbeach, if there were a varim that hadn't been entirely consumed. For Rabbi Meir holds that you need a separate ma'aracha for that, and it's not put back on the ma'aracha. Ikula ola atamachzir, viatamachzir ikulei ktoreth. That's what we're learning from the pasuk, esa ola al mizbeach, that it's coming to tell you that the ola that falls off, if there are avarim that fall off, they're returned. However, if there's ktores that falls off, that is not returned. D'tani Reb Chananya bar min yumi mitvei Reb Elezer ben Yaakov asher toichal eisha soila mizbech ikula ola tamachzir viatamachzir ikule ktores. You don't return the ktores that fell off. Now the Gemara begins to analyze that there is one thing that all opinions agree with when they argue about the amount of ma'arachos. Dekuli alma mias mosifim bo bayom islahu. Everybody agreed that there was a ma'aracha that was added on Yom HaKippurim. Minolu, how do we learn that out? How do we know that? Answers the Gemara, nafkalu mi v'ha'esh. It has an extra vav v'ha'esh. Vafil man da'amar. Delo darish vav. Even according to the man da'amar that says that we're not darish, simply an extra vav, vavehei darish, he would be darish if it has both a vav and a hey. Gemara continues to analyze, eish tamid, we learned, eish tamid tukar al mizbeach, l'may asa, what is that coming to teach us? Says the Gemara, miboy leilich edisanya, we need it for the following brisa, we darish in the pasuk, eish tamid tukar al mizbeach, loisich be, limir al ma'aracha shnir shel k'toyres. It comes to tell us that the ma'aracha shnia that is used for the k'teres, as we elucidated above, shlo tehei ela al mizbeach achitza, that ma'aracha should be on the outside mizbeach. Even though we're using that ma'aracha for the k'teres, nevertheless, since the pasuk that we darshan is talking about the outside mizbeach, so that teaches us, because that pasuk was actually written by the Karbina Ola, so the Eish is actually on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, even though it's being used for the Ketores of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Braisa now continues, Eish Machto Menorah. Rashi explains, the Eish of Yom HaKippurim that's used for the Ketores Lufnai Lufnim, and the Eish for the Menorah for the Hadlakas Neros every day, how do you know that you take that also after the Mizbeach, off of the Mizbeach HaChitzon? V'dinu, it's a Kal V'chomer, says Gemara, Nemra Eish B'Ketores, V'Nemra Eish B'Machto. Umenorah.
just like we have Eish by the Ketores and Eish by the Machta for the Gachelis for the Ketores and Yom Kippurim Lefnei Lefnim and the Menorah for every day. Malahal and Al Mizbeach Achitzon Afkan Al Mizbeach Achitzon. Asks the Braisa, how do you know that you learn that way? Oh, Kleich L'Derech Zu. Why don't we make the drush in the following way? Nemreish b'ktoris v'nemreish b'machto menorah. Malalam b'samachlo, just like when it comes to the eish by ktoris. When it comes to the mizbeach ha'pnimi, you take the fire from the area that's closest to it, which actually is the mizbeach ha'chitzon, af machto menorah b'samachlo. So too, the machto menorah you would take from the area that's closest to it. That would be from the mizbeach ha'pnimi. That's the area that's closest with the fire. Mizbeach Achitzon is actually further, answers the Braisa. Talmud Lomar, Eish Tamid Tukara Mizbeach Lo Sechpe. Eish Tamid Shemarti Lecha, Lo Tehei Ela Berosho Shem Mizbeach Achitzon. The Eish Tamid has to be only on the Mizbeach Achitzon. What is this Eish Tamid? So that also refers to the menorah, explains Rashi. Because the menorah also said Tamid, La Los Ner Tamid. So whenever you're using an Eish for Tamid, so then that should come from the Mizbeach Achitzon. Says the Gemara, two lines in, we learned the Eish for the menorah. We just found the source. How do we know that the Eish from the Machta is coming from the Roish Mizbeach Achitzon? V'dinu, Nemra Eish b'Machta v'Nemra Eish b'Menorah. Ma, lahalon al gabi Mizbeach Achitzon, afkan al Mizbeach Achitzon. Just like, when it comes to menorah, it comes to Mizbeach Achitzon, so too, by the Machta for Yom HaKippurim as well. Says the Braisa, how do we know that that's so? O Klech L'Derezu, maybe go in a different direction. Klech means to go in a different direction from Lech, and to Darsh in a different way. Nemre Eish B'Ktoris, Nemre Eish B'Machta, Malah HaMesamach Lo, Afka HaMesamach Lo, the same question we asked earlier. Tam Lo Mar, V'Lokach Melo HaMachta, Gach Le'Eish, Me'al Mizbeach, Me'lefnei Hashem. Torah says, you shall take the Melo HaMachta on Yom HaKippurim. From the Mizbeach Lefnei Hashem. Ezeu Mizbeach Shem Miktsas Lefnei Hashem Ve'en Kul Lefnei Hashem. The Mizbeach HaPnimi is entirely Lefnei Hashem. Which Mizbeach is not entirely Lefnei Hashem? Avi Omer Zeh Mizbeach HaChitzon. The answer is, it's the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Bezer Hashem, we will conclude today's daf. It was an emotional beginning. I figured that it would be appropriate to start if I was already in Har Menuchos by my grandfather's kever by his yard site to pass by Rameir Shapiro, then continued afterwards to record some of it in Mivaseret Zion, and then, of course, the rest in home at Ramat Beit Shemesh. Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up three lines from the bottom of Memhei and Bebeis for Daf Mem Vav. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Memhei in Maseches Yuma.